Hello, hello. Well done, everybody. All complete. A few button issues going on this evening, so I wasn't sure for a while if everyone was complete. Let me just put those all down. Fabulous. And let's bring everyone back together just because I like to do that. Three, two, one. There we are. Ah. Oh, very good. Silence. Good. Always curious after a breakout to put myself on mute there to find out what you experienced there. So who would like to share what you experienced and where you at with your current money energies, money marriage energies? I'd say press one when you're ready to share. I was just saying with Leah that mine ended up being pissed offness. It's a three-syllable, multi-hyphenated situation I was experiencing. Okay. Well, being quiet this evening, fair enough. Okay, well, let's crack on to the meat. So what you've just done there, what you've got in that cookie cutter, it's something, if you want to MPA that later, that's something you can certainly do. But getting a read of that in now is kind of just as a way to give you a contrast against which you can look at what we're going to do going forward. So let's move on to part two then. So in this section, we're going to focus on the relationships that you've marked out as being in conflict. So each of you have got a different number. Some of you might have the same number of those in conflict. So you'll have between one and six, as we've already established. Nobody's got none. That's good. I was wondering if anyone got none, what they're doing here, really, because there must be something that's got an edge somewhere. Because when the relational dynamic's conflict-free, then in a way the original longing or the purpose of that relationship can be uncovered and therefore expressed. And so for those relationships that didn't have conflict, in a way this has already been revealed, so it's already in a state of expressing itself wholesomely because there's no conflict there, so it's in harmonic resonance. A couple of things you can do with that with let me just check what I sent you on the prep sheet. Now, I know Charlotte sent me an email saying she couldn't get hold of the prep sheet, but you do have the outline of the six sentences. So you can sort of fill in, if you have already, that'd be great, filling in the prep sheet with those which are already in wholesomeness. But for now, focus on those relationships which are in conflict. The first thing is just to bring those together in front of you. So I had four, and I kept the original numbers because it helps. So I had one, three, four, and six that are in conflict. So I just needed to bring together Joel and money experience the energy of standoffishness, Joel, and pleasure experience the energy of nervous newness, it was for me. Money and my money pleasure are experiencing the energy of frozen. And pleasure, which was my natural abundance, and pleasure, which was also my money abundance, so experiencing the energy of misjudgment. So those are my four, which gave me four things to work with for today. So you might have three, some of you have got one to go through. So in the notes that I gave you on the sheet, if you've got it in front of you, at the bottom part two or three, it says add the Kree. The Kree is your clear relational energy expression. So where there's been no conflict, you can just fill those in on the spot. Just makes it very easy to do it that way. And then we're going to work to balance the conflicted energies, and so we can reveal that clear relational expression energy. So I know it's a mouthful. Okay, so the way that we're going to do that is, again, I gave you the sheet there. We're going to take each of the relational energies, and then we're going to do a series of sentence completions. And what they'll do is they'll balance out each side of the relationship, and then reveal that clear expression. So again, the sheet that I've sent you is, like, you wouldn't believe, algebra. And hopefully you've had a chance to look at it, and it's fairly clear. So I've used like A1 and A2. So let's take my first energy conflict was number one, which was my name and money. So A1 is my name, A2 is my money, and I'll just start with they're experiencing the energy of, and in my case, it was standoffish. That gives me the first sentence of that part two of the notes. So everything happens in relation to that conflicted energy, in my case, standoffishness. So in relation to standoffishness, because that's the nature of the conflict. That's the flavor, that's the cookie cutter around the conflict. Once you've got those bits, it gets very simple. It's simple sentence completion. For me, A1 would be my name. So Joel needs to let go of, first thought, best thought. Joel needs to let in, first thought, best thought, write it down. Then move on to the second aspect, in this case, money, number one. Money needs to let go of, first thought, best thought. Money needs to let in, first thought, best thought. Complete the sentences. That gives you all the parts you need. Now the next bit is what we're really saying is if all the conditions are met. So if we've balanced out what needs to happen with one side of this relationship, and we've balanced out what needs to happen on the other side, then what? What would happen if everything was perfect in that way? So the sentence, if I did mine, if Joel lets go of, I think it was faith, and lets in, I can't remember what I had, happiness or something, and the second one, let's go of this and let's go of that, complete the sentence, then there would be. The way I often say that, and I've underlined it for you, is and, because it's got four different parts. So it's A, let's go of this, and let's in this, and B, let's go of this, and let's in this. Then there would be pop, and that's the one you get. And that last little bit, then there would be, you can put into the part two, three sentences. Because what we're really building here is six wholesome energies. So hopefully that's pretty clear. So what I thought I'd do, because there's lots of A's and B's and C's and things, is take Leah through the first one. Once you've heard one, you'll get it, I think, and then you guys can just do the elicitation. And there's no MPAs to do. It's just about eliciting that final cookie cutter for each of the conflicts that are in relationship, so you can, in the end, have those six wholesome expressions that we can work with going forward.